Jovial jams to get you up and running. Check it out. It's Breakfast with Friends. Go turn it
up. So in just a moment or two, we're going to be chatting to Michael Swain about the latest with regard to the CRL Commission, as well as comprehensive to Mr. Michael Swain. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jonathan, and good morning to your listeners.
So good to be chatting to you this morning. And as always, we need an update. So let's start with the CRL Commission, the whole drive for the government to regulate religion in South Africa. And there's been a lot of discussion around that, both on this radio station and in other media, in other media spaces. What's the latest?
Well, thank you, Jonathan. The latest is that at the end of last year in December, the CRL went back to Parliament, met with the new Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, known as COGTA, and basically re-presented the report that they had originally submitted back in 2016-17 already. And essentially, what they're asking the government to do is to reconsider their options or their recommendations, which effectively amount, we believe, to state regulation of religion. It involves peer review mechanisms where they appoint certain sort of leaders from every religious faith, and they in turn authorize umbrella bodies to which every religious practitioner must belong. And we've always seen that, whichever way you splice it and dice it, as ultimately the state controlling the religious sector, which of course is a very dangerous thing, not just for faith, but for democracy as a whole. Anyway, long story, but there was then a conference to which we were invited, which the CRL were also involved in the organization of, and the new COGTA committee also attended, which took place in Durban. And there were a whole lot of international experts, academics, who really have got a very broad international perspective on this. And bottom line was that they unanimously said that even registration, never mind regulation, was something which government should be very hesitant to do, because freedom of religion is such a foundational, almost an inherent right of every single person, inalienable, as the American Constitution puts it, that government should be, if anything, facilitating religious people and religious groups so that they can interact with society, not trying to in any way, state or form, control what they do, obviously within the realm of the law. You can't, as we've always said, hide an illegal act behind freedom of religion. And we then subsequently met with CRL Rights Commission up in Johannesburg a couple of days thereafter, and we had a very positive meeting. In fact, we found them perhaps much more open to some of the solutions that we've been putting forward over the last few years than we had done previously. So we're waiting to see. It is definitely an unfolding story, and we will be, in fact, writing again to the CRL Commission this week at that meeting and to basically ask them to see how they have received and what will the next steps be. But at the moment, it's very, very critical that the religious sector puts forward alternative solutions, because at the moment, the only solutions that Parliament have before them to consider are the CRL's solutions, which, as I said, effectively amount to state regulation. So yeah, we need to really stir ourselves up in that sense.
Yeah, we definitely do. And again, for leaders within communities, within church environment, to stand up for what is right and not to turn a blind eye to things that are going wrong, or where people, even if it's a close friend or a close family member, if they're doing something wrong, to speak out and to involve the necessary authorities.
Absolutely.
2 weeks ago, we chatted to you and you indicated that you were going to be part of a meeting around CSE. Also, just very mindful that there are little ears in the cars and in the radio shot, so just keeping it PG, so to speak. But yeah, what's the latest on CSE?
Well, we did attend the meeting that took place in Pretoria. It was at the invitation of the Department of Basic Education. It was supposed to be a religious leaders consultation. In fact, it turned out to be anything but. Apart from the fact that half the room was probably filled with youth CSE activists who booed and cheered and what have you, certain religious people began to try and explain why they had concerns. The DBE took a very hard line and effectively said, look, you know, this is something that if you're not with it, it means that you are either ignorant or you are bigoted or you are even used the homophobic word. And we obviously thought this was very concerning. There were some people there who in fact also were academics from the Muslim faith. And they said, look, surely we should be able to look at alternative curricula, which achieves the same objectives that you require. And the answer was a categorical no. And the concerning thing about that is, of course, that effectively what the state is doing is they're saying, you know, we have decided what all the children of South Africa should learn. And that effectively amounts to the state pushing an ideological worldview, or effectively it's like a form of indoctrination. And that was where that meeting was left. It really was a very negative, I think, meeting.
Yeah.
However, strange to say, 2 days later, the same people, the same DBE, the same Dr. Granville, met with FEDSAF, which is the governing bodies federation, and trade unions, and basically said, no, it's never mind. We've always said that you can pick whatever curriculum you choose. We're not going to impose this on teachers. It's just going to be business as usual. This curriculum that we've developed, which incidentally is the UNESCO curriculum, the International Technical Guidelines for Sexuality Education. They even have, by the way, a full-time paid person in the Department of Basic Education. But they've said, no, it's all fine. You must just do whatever you want to do. That is incredibly mixed message and
Absolutely. Incredibly
confusing.
Yeah.
And so we are now also, and others are chasing the department to say, what are you actually saying? We want a policy statement now. We want to know where these things stand.
Yeah.
Is this thing going to be rolled out? Why is there such confusion? Why are you giving out mixed messages, completely contradictory? And that is not what we would expect from government, to be honest with you. It really is a very a difficult state of affairs, because it's going to affect every single child in South Africa.
Yeah, sure. That is really scary, that from the same mouth, two very different messages. So, yeah. Something we definitely need to keep our eyes on. Michael, that's where we're going to leave it. We've kept you busy for long enough, but do look forward to chatting to you again in 2 weeks' time. Hopefully this time we'll be able to convince you to be in studio with us. But thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jonathan. Always love to be in studio. Unfortunately, today I'm on my way to Blasterboss for another big thing that we're chasing.
But, yes.
We'll talk about that maybe next time.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely touch on that. Thank you so much, Michael, and God bless you.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.